No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Christy Groves. She is the Activities Director at City Center Village in Decatur, Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Christy.
Thank you.
I am so glad to have you. And of course, you reached out through a Facebook group looking for people who were interested in sending 48 seniors who are down there at City Center Village in Decatur, Alabama. We're talking about senior citizens, an older generation, to receive Valentine's coming up in February.
Yes.
I realized that the people haven't had contact with outside loved ones in a very long time there at the facility. What happened during Christmas?
Well, Christmas, we went into quarantine December the 10th. So that means they was quarantined to their apartment. All group activities was canceled. All trips to the grocery store was canceled. Meals delivered to the rooms because we shut down the dining room. So they was pretty much isolated. So the staff ended up being personal shoppers, and our Christmas party turned into a parade down the hall going door to door.
And I know you're all doing the best you can at assisted livings, at nursing homes. There were a lot of activities that you could include people from the community, and that stopped.
Yes.
That made your job harder.
It did. Yes, that is true. It does.
Well, and you feel like the Valentine's going to these senior citizens, the people who are there at the City Center Village, will help brighten their day a little bit.
Yeah, they love getting things, getting cards in the mail, and even if it's just from like the elementary school, they love those the best.
Oh, yeah, getting them from the kids, that's really, really sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I know that schools being back in session, there may be some schools that we can get to jump on board with this as well, get some of the kids who are in maybe elementary school, middle school, and even high school, if they're willing to do it, to send out Valentines to these 48 lovely individuals that you get to work with every day.
Yes, sir. I've had a couple respond today from the Facebook post.
What is the passion behind the job that you do, Christy? What do you love the most about it?
Oh, I love interacting with them. I love putting smiles on their faces. For every smile I get, I mean, from them, I just feel like that's rewarded enough. Best part of my day.
I get that completely. I was raised by my grandparents and my great-grandmother, and so I have a unique connection with older people being raised in that household. Did you have someone that was older in your life that helped inspire you to care about older people in this way?
Yeah. Just my mom and my grandma, my church. Growing up, we always did things for the elders in the church. And then when my grandmother was in the nursing home, we volunteered and did things for them.
Let me take a quick break, and when we come back, Christy, let's tell people how they can send these Valentine's cards as we get ready for Valentine's Day. I couldn't even process, because 2020 went by the way that it did. We're, of course, in January now, and Valentine's Day's right around the corner, but I don't know that everybody's thinking about Valentine's right now. But I'm hoping that maybe there's people out there, as you said, there's a couple of people who've reached out that can start to think about sending these cards out and getting them ready to go to get them to the City Center Village there in Decatur, Alabama, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Christy Groves. She's Activities Director at City Center Village in Decatur, Alabama. We're talking about giving Valentine's cards to those who are there. There are 48 senior citizens there in the facility right now, and we want to help make their day come Valentine's. Let them know that they have a Valentine on the outside of the building there at the facility at City Center Village. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Say hey, good looking. You got cooking.
Hey, good looking. Don't worry about cooking. Head over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, grab a bite to eat, and visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, where they're honoring Alabama's music achievers. To plan your visit, go to alamhof.com or give them a call at 256-381-4417.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm talking to Christy Groves. She is the activities director at City Center Village in Decatur, Alabama. We are wanting to get 48 Valentine's cards, 48 individuals, Valentine's cards for Valentine's Day. Of course, it's coming up February the 14th, and Christy reached out through Facebook to try to get cards to these individuals. We want to show them that we care, and this is a great way to get your young person, our young people in the community, as well as people my age and older, to send cards to these people who have been closed up and shut off really from the outside community. And we want to try to help them this Valentine's season. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Christy.
Thank you.
So let's talk about how these cards can be mailed, where you want them to be sent to. I know that we talked about the possibility of maybe schools getting involved. They especially love those children. I know that. And to have some children let them know that they care would be really special.
Yes, sir. It's best to mail in a packet, all of them in a packet. Addressed to City Center Village, care of Christy Grove, 807 Bank Street, Northeast, Decatur, Alabama, 35601. And I'd like to have them by the 10th of February, if possible. That way I can sanitize and prepare them in a bundle.
And just to be clear, that is in care of Christy Groves, City Center Village, 807 Bank Street, Northeast, Decatur, Alabama, 35601, and have them in by February the 10th.
Yeah.
And I would like to say, for those who are listening outside of the North Alabama area, please consider sending a card to the people. It's not just a local effort. These cards can come from anywhere, and we want you to make this day special for these people who are there at City Center Village. And I know that you, if you're looking for a way to make a difference, if you're looking for something to do to be a bright spot in somebody's life, I think this is a great opportunity. And Christy, I appreciate the fact that you reached out in the way that you did to bring awareness to the 48 individuals who are there at City Center Village and trying to help in this way as the activities director. I think that's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Well, you just keep up the good work. And I just want to give a shout out right now to all the City Center Village workers, all those who are the employees there, because I know it takes a team effort to make this happen, whether it be the people who are cleaning up the facility, those who are cooking food, preparing meals, those who are checking up, making sure that medications are given to those who are there at the facility, people who are in the front office who are trying to navigate this during the COVID-19 period. It's a tough job, and you have a tough job as activities director, but just know that the Mark White Show appreciates the work that every single person is doing there at City Center Village, and I appreciate you, Christy.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you. The word.
Absolutely. It means a lot. And to those who have their loved ones at City Center Village, just know that I'm trying to help by getting these cards to your loved ones and letting them know that there are people outside who care. We want to brighten their day a little bit. And I appreciate Christy Groves joining me here on the Mark White Show today. So again, thank you, Christy Groves, and I appreciate you being here on the program.
You're welcome. Thank
All right.
you, too.
You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Folks, that was Christy Groves. She is the activities director at City Center Village in Decatur, Alabama. Let's get those Valentine's cards out there. Let these individuals, these 48 individuals, there's 48 people. Just make sure you know that 48 people there. We want to get them cards. We want to let them know that we care. If you can get your school, if you can get your work team, whoever you can get together to make this happen, let's do it. Send the cards in care of Christy Groves at City Center Village, and that's 807 Bank Street Northeast, Decatur, Alabama, 35601. And Christy said to get those in by February the 10th. I know that right now, here we are in January, it hasn't been an easy month so far. I can't say that it's going to be any easier on the outside, but what we do on the inside, how we feel on the inside, and what we're doing to make a difference and impact, when we look around and we see these major things going on in our life, we see what's happening in the world around us, and we wonder what we can do. I had a friend ask me, what can I do? If you can find a way to make a difference in the life of an individual right now and brighten their day, I guarantee you that it's going to brighten yours as well. So let's focus on what we can do on a smaller scale, individual by individual, and it will make a difference in their life. It will make a difference in our life. That's what I try to talk about every single day here on the Mark White Show, is how we can make a difference and find our purpose in helping one person. Help within your household. Help within those in your community. Help within your community. Find a way to make a difference. This is where you're going to make the most impact in your life, and it's going to make the most impact on someone else's life. Be a bright spot. Be positive. Be an encouragement. Inspire people by showing how to make a difference. This Valentine's card effort is a great example of that. You have 48 people who are at a facility right now where they've been closed off from their loved ones for an extended period of time. And as I said, some of them don't understand why they can't see their loved ones. What can we do? You say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, send them a card. Get an envelope. Get a card. Mail it to the facility. Let that person know that they're loved and that they matter. It will make you feel better, and it's going to make them feel incredible, especially when they get it from a young person. Like my daughter, Cora, at 7 years old, they get a card from Cora, and they see that big writing in the way that she does it. And just let them know that she cares. It's going to make a difference in their life. And I hope that you will decide to help out with this effort. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. We are here to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories and efforts to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. Here in 2021, I did it in 2020. I worked harder than ever in 2020 when COVID hit and we had other challenges that we faced throughout the year. I worked even harder to try to recognize difference makers, and I'm going to do the same in 2021. And I'm going to find these difference makers, and I'm going to find opportunities for you to be a light in your community. And we're going to share their stories, and we're going to share their efforts. And we're going to come together as a people through these good deed efforts, through these good deed stories. Please share the Mark White Show with your friends, neighbors, and family. They need it just as much as you do. Please let them know about this show. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and even subscribe through YouTube. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute or for the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine.
Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.